Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So I'm going to give you a whistle stop tour of University College Oxford. And so this room up here, that is the room of the worst person ever to come to Univ, William Jefferson Clinton, who came here after the University of Georgetown, USA, to do PPE Philosophy, Politics and Economics in 1968. Here we say he didn't get a degree, he didn't get drafted, and he didn't inhale. Famously said he smoked marijuana but didn't inhale. That was far more frequently mentioned than his vice president Al Gore, who said, yeah, he did smoke and inhale. But anyway, he dropped out after 2 years, went to Yale, got a law degree, and the rest is history. So, a very evil man who killed an awful lot of kids. But anyway, this is Helen Court Univ, because Helen Altschul and her husband, this New York couple, they gave a huge amount of money, so it was named in honor of them. And this was the bedroom of the most magnificent person who ever attended the college, me. Anyway, so I had my own bedroom, my own drawing room. Don't worry, nobody's in there, because it's a gaudy, it's in a reunion. So fabulous. I had far worse accommodation long after I graduated as a working person. So make of that what you will. These used to be almshouses on that side, and these are more modern. And these people have a drawing room downstairs and a bedroom upstairs. So fabulous undergraduate accommodation, because a university halls of residence in those days in provincial universities were often ghastly, apparently. So anyway, so there's some alleyway around the rear which connects to the back of the college. And look at this bit of this old wall. I think that was probably the wall of the college from very long, long ago. This is a sort of late 20th century addition to the college. And actually, there used to be a roof over this bit. They've removed the roof. So University College, well, was founded in 1249. William of Durham left some money in his will, and it was to found a college and those to study theology. But ironically, theology on the subject is not done here. This bike shed wasn't here in my time. Another thing is, now these lavatories are unisex, part of the transgendered times. Okay, so lots of places I won't bother to take you into. And there you see the hall as in dining room. And that's 17th century. On one of the wooden beams, it's got the year that was built. And there was the Altschul dinner. The first week or so, all the new people, undergraduates and postgraduates, would have a free dinner. And that bequest from the Altschul couple that had funded that for decades. It's still going. Old bursary. Bursary is like the finance department. Bursar is obviously a bastardization of purser, as the one who controls money. So these are all undergraduate rooms, and you can get into there. And these ones face onto the high street. There's a small lecture room in there, and it's a sort of a bit of a labyrinth. Things like that, 90 and 90 High Street. So it's on the high street of Oxford University. But the original site of Univ was actually where Brasenose is today. Anyway, it was obviously very small for a very long time. There's only one quadrangle. The old quad, that's from 17th century. 1639, they commenced building the chapel, but that wasn't finished until 1666. According to the plan of a Dutch artist, didn't need to be an architect as such. Of course, there was no actual training to be an architect in those days. And this is a bit of the library. It looks like a chapel. And then you can get up this staircase, and some evil people have carved their names in right at the top. Okay, and so more around this lawn and these bushes here, they've cut them down because when the queue for the lavatorium was too long, some bad boys used to take a slash in the bush. Not me, I promise you, because they were coming out of the college bar. People used to come for interviews here in December, as in trying to start the following October, and often they're a bit under 18. And then the undergraduates here were sea daddying, as in guiding around the interview candidates, bring them to the college bar and try and get them drunk. And the challenge was to see if you get someone so wasted that he or she couldn't make it to the interview the next morning. I don't know of any cases when that happened, but they're not allowed to do that anymore. Even about 20 years ago, they put an end to that. Anyway, this is one of the dining rooms with the dons, as in academics at Oxford, Cambridge, lecturers, professors, colloquially known as dons, which is still a respectful term. And so then the SCR is in senior common room, where they sit around and chat and have coffee or whatever in between lectures and things like that. And that leads directly into the hall, as in the dining room. So you're getting an idea of some of the dimensions of the college. This is not the main part of it. And again, those are undergraduate rooms. There's a secondary site at Staverton Road, North Oxford, Stavs, as it's colloquially known. More accommodation, say, bought in about 1980. Some people who are married have already got children who are studying there, postgraduates are there. But having said that, I know an undergraduate, she arrived up here age 18, already married, and she brought her husband with her. He wasn't studying here. He was slightly older, like 21. What was I saying about the college bar is down underground. It's open, which is quite, sorry, closed, which is quite inhuman. How are you supposed to survive without a drink? Unfortunately, the library's not open, but I filmed it before. Again, it looks a little bit like a chapel. That's mid-19th century. It's got two huge statues in there, including of the Earl of Eldon. The Earl of Eldon was a notoriously reactionary Lord Chancellor in the early 19th century. He was skewered by Shelley in The Mask of Anarchy, saying, "Eldon, big ears had on." Oh my God. Imagine saying someone had big ears. This is the MCR, it's in the middle common room, which is a hideous 1970s monstrosity. Not much better inside, okay? And this is more accommodation. And Pomona College, UNIVA's got a relationship with Pomona College in California. Some of the Pomona undergraduates would come here and do a junior year abroad, and there's a special Pomona room for them to just to socialize. And then, is this called Redcliffe Maud or something like that? And there was the master is the head of house. So there it is, can't go in. The master is the head of house. But that is, you might say, that's a masculine title. What if the master's a woman? Is she called the mistress? No, it's always master. The current master, Baroness Valerie Amos, is the first woman to hold the title and the first non-white person to be head of house in any college in either Oxford or Cambridge. So she's was a Labour peeress. What else about her? So she didn't go to Oxford or UNIV, and there's no need for that to happen. Plenty of masters have not been part of this college, have never previously studied at the university. There's no requirement that to happen, though quite often they did have a significant connection before they're appointed to that post. So I'll show you a bit of the, see, that's the hall from the outside. Okay, and again, it does look a little bit like a chapel from the outside. That is 17th century, as I said. So going into the part of the building again, main part of the building again, through here. I remember running up here on my way to Rugger Match, falling over, bleeding all the way. Now, are they laying this out? Oh God, the hall is locked. And there are more bedrooms up there, another dining room, and the kitchen in here. And it was sort of a cafeteria system. All that's new. Okay, they're laying things out. Probably wouldn't appreciate me filming them. There's a buffet system, you know, when you were serving yourself. And then various announcements, the old days before I suppose we had emails, but we often used to put things up about who was to play rugby or whatever. The scholarships and exhibitions. Exhibitions sort of a financial award to help you with your studies. There used to be pigeonholes for little letters, and that room has turned to another purpose now. Ah. Perhaps I can show you now. Into the hall. Not going to interfere with anything before it's too full. So that's the dining room. Get an idea of the dimensions of it. And they put, because they were all, basically all pale, male and stale, old white men who were here. And so they put up portraits of more modern people studying here. Lots of bishops, you can tell by the dress. And you see the bishop's mitre, his hat above, meant to look like tongues of flame coming out their head at Pentecost. And then various other dignitaries. So Lord Star William Scott right up the top. He's the brother of the Earl of Eldon. He's also a judge, you can tell by the wig. And then we got the Earl of Liverpool, father of the other Earl of Liverpool, who was Prime Minister. Sir Roger Newdicote, who set up the Newdicote Prize in Poetry, won by people like Oscar Wilde, and so on, okay? The Marquis of Hastings, Governor General Bengal, William Jones, who also was the linguist, the guy, a hyperpolyglot, spoke about 30 languages. His memorial's in the chapel. He formed a digest of Hindu and Mohammedan laws. And right up top, there, oh my God, I need to tighten this thing up. That is the Earl of Eldon. Okay, so, and we've got various other people here. Then we got Arthur Layman Goodhart, who was an American, the first American to be head of house in any college, neither Oxford or Cambridge, and so on. There was the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Sir Edgar Whitehead, who was here in the 1920s. It was called Rhodesia when he was Prime Minister, and so on. I shan't tell you who everybody was. So various statesmen of the 19th century, 18th century, and so on. Lord Goodman, who was head of the college, there you see him. He was a Labour peer, very close to Harold Wilson, a distinguished solicitor, a court Jew, as he said himself in his autobiography. And that when that portrait came out, it was published in the front of a satirical magazine, Private Eye. But Private Eye put a lavatory chain in the background. Because it looks like he's choking one out. Who's Lord Beveridge there? He was a liberal politician, head of this college, master of this college, and published the Beveridge Report in 1943, which led to the welfare state, and so on. So various distinguished people. Okay, yeah, so Lord Redcliffe Maud, there's a building named in his honour. Look at his robes, and so on, and various coats of arms of distinguished people. who were associated with the college. And they used to have Bob Hawke, Prime Minister of Australia. Oh yeah, they can see him. I met him when the master of my time, Lord Butler Brockwell, brought him into the JCR, the Junior Common Room. He said, this is Mr. Hawke. But what is he? That? And before I could ask, the master said, he was Prime Minister of Australia. Unfortunately, he's now been called to his reward. There he is, a Rhodes Scholar. Because, okay, President Botswana, who was at this college many moons ago. And then here's King Alfred, because of the legend that King Alfred founded the college, which we now know is not true, that he founded in 871. Sorry, the 872, the year after he became king. And the story about Alfred burning the cakes, which again is almost certainly mythical. Lord Wilson of Revo, who was at Jesus as an undergraduate, and he was a Don at UNIF just before the Second World War. He was obviously a Labour Prime Minister, 1964 to 70, and again, 74 to 76. And Clement Attlee, the first Labour Prime Minister over there, who came up in 1900 as an undergraduate, barrister, army officer, and unfortunately, Labour Prime Minister. But don't let that put you off. It's still a magnificent college. The portrait of Bill Clinton, looking particularly ghastly, has been taken down, I'm exceedingly pleased to say. So that is a little bit about UNIV. And then I think from some of the only from the other end, you can actually see the wooden beam saying the year this was built, looking the other direction. But very fine woodwork up there, bit of a skylight. Okay, let's carry on with our brief tour of UNIV. Almost fell there, there's a step I didn't realise. So a Gaudy is a reunion for people who were there in my time. And look, the college flag is up. That only flutters aloft on high days and holy days. Okay, so all these staircases are numbered. So it's not very high rise. And as I say, it's not quite a perfect square, this quadrangle, or quad as we say for short. And often there'll be a double set, two small bedrooms sharing a drawing room. The JCR is up there, Junior Common Room. So yeah, this is a main quad, and there's another quad which is called, God, how can I not remember? After that famous doctor, I'm embarrassed now, Radcliffe Quad, Dr. John Radcliffe, he was the King's physician in the late 17th century, time of Charles II, MP for Buckingham, and he gave money for the Radcliffe Camera, that famous library. It's built after his death. So some wealthy people would feign illness because they wanted to summon him because they appreciated him for his witty conversation. Prince Philip Yusupov, that famous Russian assassin of Rasputin, he was here and his room was back there. It used to be the computer room when I was here. Of course, everyone's got a laptop these days. So you can see the chapel and the hall, okay? The hall, so the chapel this side, the hall's over there. Okay, and going through to the Radcliffe Quadrangle. I remember one morning I was abed and I heard Lord Butler Brockwell's voice boom out, this is the Radcliffe Quad, as in, and he was speaking to Chelsea Clinton, showing her around. She came here as a postgraduate. I made a point of never speaking to her, but I was in the room with her once. Now, you would say that she's not responsible for her father's policies, that's true, but she did support them. Now, look at this. Look at this for a ceiling. And there's the College Coat of Arms. They don't make it like that anymore, ceilings, do they? And so that is the martlets, these birds, four martlets. A symbol of the Anglo-Saxon kings, based on the bogus claim that King Alfred founded the college. And martlets are drawn without feet. It's a mistake which they decided to replicate and perpetuate. Either four or five, both are considered correct, and so on. So there we go. What a marvelous place to study. You're not allowed to walk on the grass. And my quondam bedroom is now uses an office. That was the drawing room I had, and then there's bedroom, and then what else was I going to say about this? I would not get up until luncheon quite a lot of the time. Okay, and this is the master's garden, where there'll be the garden show, a summer play outside. I was offered a partner once, but I turned it down, and then so on up there. Okay, that's probably enough for one video. I can show you the less salubrious, more modern parts of it later. Okay, goodbye everyone. Oh yeah, and there he is. There is Dr. John Radcliffe in statue.